The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I need a hot coffee chug.
If Bieber could make a longer dang song, I could get a coffee. These songs are getting too short. Who makes a minute, 58-second long song?
Like Justin Bieber.
How am I supposed to get a coffee in that time?
Maybe after this.
Thanks a lot, Grammy. Guy.
It is Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, the JV Show, on a Thursday. Happy Friday, Junior. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Justin.
Every hour, we have your chance to win $1,000 in crazy cash. Graham, do you have this hour's keyword?
I do. This hour's nationwide keyword. Listen up, everybody. It is trip. The keyword is trip. You have all this hour to enter that at wild949.com to try to win that $1,000 in crazy cash, and you should do it because it's pretty simple.
All right, good luck. First talk back of the day. Here we go.
Morning, guys. Buddy, I'm from nowhere, and I'm here to defend Jess. So I don't know what you guys are talking about, but yesterday I won the chug mug, and I already got mine. Jess personally delivered it.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. But yeah, they were quick with it with the email like the same day, and I replied the same day, so... I don't know what you guys are talking about. Just check your AOL email.
That's a good point. Just check your email if you've won a chug mug here on the JV Show. Mm-hmm. Like, really scour through that email because sometimes it goes to a spam folder or goes to an email account that you don't even realize that you still have. It might go there. So just search around a little bit.
Or reach back out because on the off occasion that I did forget, then, you know, we'll get that sorted out for you.
There you go.
Okay, I was just about to defend you and say you do send those emails every day. But
sometimes she forgets.
You know what? Never mind. I'm human after all. So I just want to admit that maybe there will be a chance when I will.
Didn't AOL recently shut down?
I thought that was something.
But did the email still work? Like the email still
worked,
right?
They shut down their dial-up internet service. But people can still have an AOL email address.
Yeah. Dial-up. Want to do a second talk back of the day?
Yeah, I do.
Here we go.
Hi, good morning, guys. Deep thoughts this morning. The big caramel versus Carmel debate. What about when you go to Monterey down to Carmel? You would never call it Caramel or Carmel Valley. Weird. Three different versions. Okay, bye.
Is it that weird though?
Because
we have a pretty key spelling difference. Yeah, you'd never call it Caramel by the sea because there's no second A in there.
Right.
But would you call it Carmel by the sea?
No.
But it's Carmel. Shouldn't it be ended in E-L-L-E? Carmel.
Carmel.
No.
Well, caramel is still pronounced like that, but it doesn't have an E-L-L-E at the end.
I know. The difference between the Carmel, though, there is a big debate in the Carmel versus caramel. There's two camps there. I feel like I use those interchangeably, but they are spelled the same. I prefer Carmel. Because caramel is doing too much in my mind, but sometimes it sounds better.
Coming up 8:05, there's a word that you said yesterday, Graham, that I was like, I don't pronounce it that way. And I don't remember how you say it, Jess.
Oh, I'm curious.
So 8:05, and it's probably one of those things where there's no like right or wrong way. It's probably just the either or, tomato, tomato type of situation. But I do want to know how everybody says it.
Is this because yesterday you were offended when I called you out for saying plaza instead of plaza?
Yeah, so all morning I was like looking for a word that you said funny.
Wow. Okay. Well, then you probably don't have to search that hard. This is live radio. You say all kinds of stupid stuff.
It's nothing bad, but I'm just like, I think I pronounced that a little bit differently. Uh-huh. And maybe some other people might as well. I don't know.
Sure, Miss Plaza.
I'm not sure. 8:05. We will do that. All right. Jess, anything you wanted to throw out here?
I have a question for you guys. Because I don't know if this is something that I have just realized lately or if this has always been a thing, but have teenagers become just way more and more shy and antisocial? Like, I don't know. I don't know if this has been a thing. I know we've kind of complained about the whole like Gen Z stare where they won't say anything to you if they're working customer service and you go up to the counter. But what's happening? Like, it's got to be the phone, right? Social media?
I think it's that. I think it's attention spans. Like, I could be talking to my daughter and she's looking at me like I am just the stupidest person.
That's normal teen behavior.
Okay, maybe. But it's like, are you comprehending what I'm saying? And it's like, no, she's thinking about something completely different.
I think there is a definite loss in the ability for younger people to shake your hand, look you in the eye, say hello, be able to make small talk with somebody. That's like a lost art. Like you send one of these teens in to go, like, you know, and they have to start a conversation with someone. Are you kidding me?
You know
me?
What? You're right. One time, three of my stepson's friends had, come to the front door. I think they were expecting him to answer.
Uh-huh.
But I opened it up instead, and they just, stood there.
And I
literally had to be like, what? Who are you guys? I didn't even know who they were. What? And then one of them was finally is so-and-so here? After, 5 minutes, hang on.
They don't know how to have some pleasantries.
It's weird.
Hey, how's it going? Oh, yeah, it's warm out today. They don't know. That stuff is gone. That's, ancient boomer stuff. They don't do that. That's gone. Selena, I saw your daughter at the Crystal's wedding the other day. I couldn't get hello. I couldn't get a, hey, how's it going? Hey, nice to see you, Graham. Nothing. Zip.
Yeah,
it was as if I was invisible.
They clam up. They're so shy.
But why? Was it that before it was being taught a little bit more in school? Hey, this is how you greet people.
It had to be taught. It was natural because we were around people all day.
Now you interacted with people.
Yeah, now they are face deep in their phone in their room, and that's it.
Yeah, yeah. I noticed it this past weekend because I'm not around a lot of teenagers.
Be weird if you were.
Yeah, right. But there's not a lot in my family. But we were at a family party where, the birthday girl's friends were around. And when we were trying to give them cake, they were just staring. And it's like, do you want some? Do you not? Do you see me standing here with cake? Hello?
Blink twice if you'd like a piece. Blink once for no.
That tracks.
Yeah. The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Okay, you guys, Jonathan Rinderknecht has been indicted by a federal grand jury. I don't know if that's how you say his name, if that's what you're wondering.
I'm trying to figure out where the name started, where it ended. Rinderknecht.
That is the guy that started the Pacific Palisades wildfire that destroyed almost 7,000 homes and businesses and caused an estimated $150 billion in damages. He's going to be in a LA courtroom in the coming weeks for his for another hearing to see if he'll actually be convicted of these charges. Two felonies.
You said he's going to get the death penalty?
No.
Wow,
no,
$150 billion.
But he faces 5 years all the way up to 45 years in prison.
Jeez. All right, basketball season just about here. The Golden State Warriors have their final game of the preseason tomorrow night at Chase Center. They're going to be hosting the LA Clippers. Tip-off is at 7 o'clock. The Warriors are 3-1 this preseason. And then on Tuesday, their regular season begins on the road in LA against the Lakers. LeBron, though, supposed to miss that game with an old man sciatica flare-up. But basketball's back, you guys.
Woo-woo! Partly cloudy morning will turn into a sunny afternoon. It's going to be a little warmer today. Highs will be in the upper 60s to low 70s, and no more rain for the rest of the week and weekend.
Hey, Taurus bestie!
Hey!
Your day today is going to be a 9. Listen to this. You are overflowing with charm, so people will be eager to listen to what you have to say today. Take advantage of your newfound platform and pour it on thick. You'll be solving problems, mending relationships, and even attracting some new love interests.
Wow.
Is that it? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, that's the end of the
I need more coffee, too. I'm a little slow this morning. My bad. Because it is spooky season.
Ooh.
Next, we're talking about some of our biggest fears as adults.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is I from Hayward. I have a question. How good are you guys at waking up earlier to go put gas in the morning before heading to work? I'm actually not that bad. I'm impressed. Well, hope you guys have a great Thursday. Bye.
Ooh, I'm not great at it, but I'm able to get it done.
Selena, have you ever woken up earlier for anything?
No, there's been times I've had to leave a few minutes early to get gas.
And you actually did it?
I have to. I wouldn't be able to get here.
2 days ago.
Oh, because you cut it so close before the start of the show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Got it.
I think on Monday I got in there and it only had 17 miles and I was like, you got to be kidding me right now.
So do you plan ahead? Like the day before, you're like, oh, okay, I got to remember to leave the house a little bit earlier because I'm going to have to get gas tomorrow morning. You're not one of those people?
No, I just forget. And then in the morning, I'm like, really? Dang it, I should have done this yesterday.
I'm one of those people. I'll make a mental note like I have to get gas, but then I forget until I'm in the car the next morning. But actually, recently I've gotten better at getting gas the day before.
Yeah, I don't do that. Yeah, I'm always like, oh, I should have done this yesterday, but I didn't. I had to get gas this morning. I don't get up earlier, though. I get up at the max early. You can't get up any earlier than me. I can't do it. So I just accept the fact that I'm going to be 5 minutes later to work than I'd like to be.
5 minutes later for me, the show's already begun, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm late. I'm like actually late.
Must be nice. Interesting.
So, according to some new research, 3 in 10 American adults are still afraid of the dark.
Stop it, people.
Where do you guys stand on this?
No, I'm okay. Like, I sleep with all the lights off. I can get up in the middle of the night and walk around my house if I need something.
It is a little creepy, though. I'm not afraid of the dark, but, I mean, if I'm walking into a different room, I'm turning the lights on because the shadows freak me out a little bit sometimes.
Okay, so you're one of those people. Oh, I was going to say, like, isn't everybody, like, you'd rather walk into a well-lit alleyway than a dark alley? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not that I'm afraid of the dark, but I would rather... You'd feel more comfortable if there were lights on.
For me, I'm more afraid. It's not even so much the dark. Maybe it's more. I'm more afraid of like the random sounds.
Okay, that
like that.
That I agree.
I'm like, what was that? What was that creaking over there? That, you know, and it's just like the building.
Yeah.
You know, it's really nothing. According to this, men are slightly more likely to have a fear of the dark than women.
What?
24% of these people sleep with a nightlight.
Sorry.
Wow.
Sorry.
No nightlight for you guys. I wouldn't be able to sleep if there was a nightlight in my room.
I could sleep because I could fall asleep with anything. I could fall asleep. You know, my wife will have a lamp on while she's reading or something. I don't care. I'm out.
Really?
I'm so tired. It like doesn't matter. But I wouldn't feel more comfortable having my nightlight on. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if you need a light because you know you're going to get up in the night, you don't want to have to turn on the lights and trip over everything, and it doesn't bother you to sleep. Like, what do I care? Unless it's like you're an adult and the nightlight is some themed.
It's like some Elmo.
Right.
Nightlight plugged in next to your bed.
Yeah.
10% sleep with lights on. See,
that's
I cannot
psychopath
do.
Behavior.
No. It says twice as many men do this.
Wow.
Than women.
That's weird. That's bad for your internal system. Your body wants darkness. Your brain wants darkness, you know.
And for your light bill.
The light throws up your...
Yeah, and your electric bill. Oh, my God. 1 in 10 still sleeps with a stuffed animal or other comfort item because the, you know, fear of the dark.
I'm going to raise my hand for this one.
Do you actually sleep with your SpongeBob?
My SpongeBob is probably in the bed when I'm asleep, but that
probably or is.
Probably, it is.
Right. I'm not cuddling it, but it's there.
I'm probably maybe cuddling it, but probably I'm not sure where he is at night. He can do whatever he wants at night. I'm not the boss of him, so right. He might climb out of bed at night. I don't know.
Right. I might tuck him in. I might not. Who knows?
So the SpongeBob is in the bed.
The SpongeBob is on the bed, yeah. Well, because you know what? It used to be on my corner. I told you guys. It used to be on my corner just sitting on a shelf. And then I moved stuff around
my bed.
That's
also crazy.
And so now it's on the bed.
If I went over to an adult, it's like, you know, one thing leads to another, a great date. I go back to a woman's place and she's got a stuffed animal in the bedroom on a shelf.
That's the beauty of already being with someone that they can accept my flaws, which I don't think this is a flaw.
Do you still cuddle like a SpongeBob in between you guys when your boyfriend is, or sorry, your fiance is
no,
over?
Yeah, it's SpongeBob, like you spooning Bob, you and then Bob SpongeBob out of the bed. Ruben.
Bob loses his bed privileges when.
Wow.
And what about when you guys are, well, you know.
Sexy time. Is SpongeBob watching?
Do you turn SpongeBob? Because like blindfold? SpongeBob used to be sitting on a shelf watching. Did you at least turn him around when that was happening?
No, I didn't have time. Things
poor
just
SpongeBob.
Happen.
And then when the holidays come around, does SpongeBob move at nighttime to different places of your house and you have to find him every morning?
Like an elf?
Yeah, like an elf on the shelf with a SpongeBob on your shelf.
No, that doesn't happen because I live alone. No one.
Does he wear... Do you?
It's magic.
Right,
of course,
right.
You don't do it.
Yeah. Do you... But that dress would be him up creepy in different holiday-themed outfits for the seasons?
I do not. He doesn't have any other outfits other than his iconic, you know,
shorts
and tie.
And that concludes the JV Show Rapid Fire Stuffed Animal Question segment.
Thank you.
There you go.
And with that, we are going to be moving on, people. It's Wild 94.9.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Thursday. Thanks for hanging with us.
Happy, happy, happy. Oh, it's only Thursday.
Hey, I'm glad it's finally Thursday.
Yeah.
Could be Monday.
This week's going by faster than last week.
Yes,
last week was the world's longest week.
And
this week is like back
that
to normal. Yeah.
All right, Grammy, what do you have?
All right, I got a couple stories about pets behaving badly. First, a security camera in a North Carolina firefighter's house. And I'll say this, it was lucky it was a firefighter's house because the security camera captured a dog, their pet dog, chewing on some sort of device. He had jumped up on the counter. I don't know what it was, but it was some sort of electronic I don't know, maybe the kids had a toy or something that was electronic, but had a lithium ion battery in it. And
as the dog was
chewing on it on the carpet, the thing exploded into flames, caught their living room rug on fire. They luckily said, and this firefighter said, that the fire basically was contained to the rug and it kind of burned itself out. It didn't catch other things like the couch or some other stuff on fire in the house. And so they were very, very lucky. And he got an alert on his phone that something was happening on their security camera. And so he was home rather quickly to make sure that this thing got put out or whatever, but very lucky. So that's a good reminder. You got a dog that likes to chew stuff up. Make sure they're not chewing on anything that has a lithium ion battery.
And that poor doggy looks so confused. Like he's just playing, chewing up the thing. Then like, it just like, there's like a smoke explosion and the dog backs up and looks so confused. Yep. Like what is going on?
And then runs and hides. And the dog's okay, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The dog's okay. Now listen to this one, you guys, because this one could have turned out much, much worse than your house burning down in my mind. Let me know what you think, because a security camera caught footage of this, something that this cat did in this woman's house. Now, this is in Merced, not too far away. Merced SPCA shared some photos from this home security camera. This family had adopted or maybe they were just fostering this cat. I'm not sure. But the cat jumped up onto the counter while nobody was in the kitchen. Mom said she had a pot of stew or something, some soup boiling there on the stove. And the cat walked over and dropped a mouse in it that it had in its mouth.
Ew.
Dropped it right into the pot. Now, look, my first thought was, this is AI.
I was going to say, I've seen those videos.
I've seen the one where have you seen the one where the person's sleeping and the cat brings the mouse and drops it on their face?
Yeah.
Is that one real?
I thought that one was real.
I don't know anymore. I hate everything.
I haven't seen that one, but I've seen one where a cat drops it into a pot that's cooking something.
But right. That's an AI cat, because then the cats get sick and then the cat mom takes the little cat to the hospital.
What? I never saw that version.
You're describing some cartoon you saw when you were a kid. This one, look, the people involved, including the SPCA and the woman who was fostering the cat, they've been interviewed for the story. It sounds legit. So I'm going to assume that is legit. And she said that the cat was kind of acting suspiciously after she came back into the kitchen. So she knew something was up and luckily checked the camera and saw that the mouse had been dropped in there, and she removed it. And she said, needless to say, it was takeout for dinner that night.
Oh my God.
I'm just going to give them the benefit of the doubt and assume that it was legit. Jess, if your cat ever dropped a dead mouse into something you were cooking on the stove, would you put her up for adoption?
I don't even know what I would do at that point.
You have to get rid of the cat, right? It's like when a dog bites a person, it's like, sorry, you have to put the dog down. You have to.
No.
When a cat drops a dead mouse into your stew.
Like the cat's trying to kill you.
I just would never.
You have to. You have to give him up, right?
No, I can't. That's my child. I would never eat at home anymore, but I couldn't.
Graham, would you ever consider getting a cat?
I mean, Kate's allergic, luckily.
Oh, that's right. But they have certain types that's like...
Don't tell me that. And anyways,
but they do, where people aren't allergic to them.
That's a myth.
Because sometimes you get like little field mice around your house or whatever. You live out and like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I had cats growing up. I actually do. I love cats. They're cute. They're adorable.
They are.
My kids...
Only baby ones.
My kids... Well, kittens are the cutest, obviously, but so are puppies. My kids would love to have a cat. They ask about it all the time. But my wife is very allergic, so that's going to be a no. And we haven't. The neighbors have a couple. My neighbors have horses. They have a couple barn cats, and that live outside. And the one of them just patrols around our house all day long.
So okay, it's like, so that one's getting the mice for you.
Yeah. So it's kind of like we have a cat, and that little dude is like a little Terminator. You should see how many things he catches a day.
Ew, that's so gross.
I've gone outside before, and like he's like working on something. And I'm just
ew.
Like curious to like see what it is. The other day, he had a squirrel's head. He like walked away from it, like to show me like what he was gnawing on. It was the head of a squirrel.
Wait. So what happens to all these like body parts?
He eats them. What do you think he's doing out there? This dude's a little Terminator.
I didn't know the cats eat them. I thought they just like killed them.
No, I'm pretty sure this one like he. I don't know.
Oh my god, he's like a Dahmer.
I don't know that they feed this guy. I think that's
Dahmer
his.
On our hands.
I think that's his dinner. What are you talking about? It's the circle of life. You know.
I grew up with cats too. They didn't eat dead squirrel heads
because you were feeding it.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point.
This thing's out there hunting
sometimes,
for survival, Selena.
That's That's why I don't even know if my cat could catch a mouse, because she stays indoors. She's an indoor cat, and she's, you know, a spoiled princess.
I feel like it's instinctual. If there was a little mousey running across your kitchen floor, she would catch it and then put it in your soup.
This barn cat, one day he had a mouse too, and he was chewing on it, and the head was already gone.
Oh my God, this is so disgusting.
He was just like chomping away on it.
Oh my God.
He was just out there.
All right. Trending is coming up next.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, so Britney Spears is slamming Kevin Federline. We talked about Britney and Kevin a lot on yesterday's show because Kevin is out doing press for his upcoming book that comes out on Tuesday. Honestly, I don't even know what else is in this book other than Britney Spears, because that's all that's been talked about. That's like any excerpt you see online, it's about his time with Britney, and it's not a good look for her.
No.
He writes about her, you know, allegedly watching her son sleep as she stands in the doorway like a shadowy figure holding a knife. Talked about her cheating on him with another woman. He talked about her, you know, on the phone with Justin Timberlake the night before their wedding. So it's just a lot of gossipy, drama-filled things. So she posted this on Instagram yesterday. She said, "The constant gaslighting from my ex-husband is extremely hurtful and exhausting. I have always pleaded and screamed to have a life with my boys. Relationships with teenage boys is complex. I have felt demoralized by the situation and have always asked and almost begged for them to be a part of my life." Because in this interview that Kevin did, he's like, "The reason I'm speaking out now is because I have to sound the alarm. I'm worried about her. And, you know, the boys deserve to have a mother here in their life with them." And Britney's like, "Hey, I've been begging for them to be a part of my life." She continues, "Sadly, they've always witnessed the lack of respect shown by their own father for me. Trust me, those white lies in that book, they're going straight to the bank, and I'm the only one who's genuinely getting hurt here. I will always love them. And if you really know me, you won't pay attention to the tabloids of my mental health and drinking. I'm actually a pretty intelligent woman who's been trying to live a sacred and private life the past 5 years."
So what do you guys think? Because I think Kevin's not all that innocent in this situation either.
Everyone keeps saying that, but like, what has he done?
I don't know.
Besides he's being a gold digger.
I just think he's obviously not going to talk about his shortcomings in the relationship. But I also think it sucks because Britney's behavior these past couple of years make it so that we believe basically anything that he says. Because we're like, it kind of tracks. Even like as crazy as his allegations could be against her, we kind of believe
him. We believe all of them.
Yeah. So it kind of sucks because she, like, no matter what he says.
I do feel bad because, I mean, I guess she doesn't deserve to have all her dirty laundry aired. You know, I think that she deserves privacy just like anybody else. That part does make me a little sad for her, especially when we heard, like, when she put her book out a couple years ago or whenever it was, she held back a lot of things about Kevin because that is her son's father.
Yep.
And that's why she was nervous about the release of this book, because she was like, I don't know if he's going to give me the same courtesy.
So I from that standpoint, that's a good point. That kind of changes my opinion about stuff, because it is the mother of his children. And so in my mind, that does make this feel more wrong. That just, Selena, you totally just changed my opinion on it. When I think about it through that lens, then I have a lot more sympathy for Britney. Although, do I believe everything he's writing in this book?
Yes. Yeah,
of course.
And do I still want to know? Yeah, of course.
And I do still want to know. I think, you know, one of the things that we, for whatever reason, I think we look about at their situation with Kevin like slightly differently, because if the gender roles were reversed, I don't think we would, and it was, you know, let's just say Britney's book came out and it was alleging all these awful things about Kevin, we wouldn't be like, give him some grace.
We would feel bad for Britney that she went through that.
Well, we don't need to air that out and put that out there. You know, we would be like, no, tell us how awful this guy was. We want to know. We kind of look at it differently. I don't know. I think the generals play a bit of a factor in this.
But I think
you're right.
I feel bad.
I do feel bad because it is it's the mother of your children. And that, when I think about it that way, it feels wrong.
Especially when you already have someone that is dealing with mental health issues as it is. And now this, like, it's going to send her spiraling.
Well, that's the thing. That's the other thing. She's in a very fragile mental state.
Yes.
And so you have to know that this is going to cause her stress and could, you know, push her kind of over the edge.
Right. So I do feel bad for her in this sense. But again, I'll be there reading all the juicy tidbits.
Yeah, I do want
to. On Tuesday.
I still do want to know more.
Grammy, what do you have?
All right. This story might restore some of your faith in humanity because of what this girls high school basketball team in Oklahoma did after they won their league's championship, which was a big deal. Academy of Classical Christian Studies, that's the name of the school, you won't find me there, was taken on Apache High School in the championship game, and it was a close one. Came down to the wire, very exciting game. Ultimately, Academy hit a game-winning shot to take home the title 44-43. I mean, they cheered, they celebrated. But after the game, their coach said he had a kind of a sinking feeling that the outcome might not have been what they thought it was. I guess at one point during the game, there was some confusion at the scorer's table about what the score was, and they paused play to get it sorted out, which they thought they had done, but the coach of Academy couldn't shake that feeling. So he went home that night, he rewatched the entire game, tallied the score himself, and that's when he discovered that his team actually lost the game 43-42. They had both teams' scores wrong. I don't know who was at the scorer's table. They might have been drunk. Anyways, the coach said they could have stayed on that championship once the score is written down in, according to the Oklahoma Secondary School Activities Association rules. That's the league that they're in. Once the game's finished and the score is permanent, there's no way to change it. But this coach said he went to his players, told them what he had discovered, and they unanimously voted to challenge their own championship, basically, and award the other team the championship, which is ultimately what happened. And the other high school was awarded that championship. So they did the right thing. The takeaway today, people, do the right thing.
Would you have actually done that?
Yes, I think you could. I mean, if you had that, if you legitimately thought, because I don't know that I would go back and review the game and tally the score without that feeling. He knew something was off. So, and they did the right thing. He could have kept the championship for...
I think I might
for himself.
I would have kept that to myself.
No, do the right thing. He didn't earn it. That story made me feel good. That's why I wanted to share that.
I love that for you. And coming up next, your chance to win $1,000 in crazy cash.
I'm keeping that championship ring.
Plus, we have your chance to win a chug mug inside our What the Bleep game. That's all next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, Cram, Selena. This is Big John, by the way. But I wanted to ask you guys, have you guys had a chance to watch Dating Naked UK on Premium Plus? If you guys have not had a chance to check that out, please check it out. Naked UK, they show everything, and that show is hilarious.
Ew.
That sounds hilarious. Dating Naked UK.
On Premium what?
Hey, he said Premium Plus. I Googled Premium Plus just now. Premium Plus Dental Supplies?
No, I think
Premium Plus United, that's an upgrade you can get there. Is that worth it? That's one of the questions people are asking here. Premium
I think he meant Plus. Paramount Plus.
Oh, okay. I still don't have that.
Yeah, I don't have that. Dang it. Jess, do you have that?
I might.
Someone here needs to watch Dating Naked UK. Haven't you ever seen? I've seen some clips from maybe not that one, but some of the other ones.
Yeah, there's been one before.
Some of the other like Dating Naked or whatever they are, and it's kind of funny.
Yeah, there was another.
Oh my god!
Wasn't there another show that we had talked about where you actually select your partner based on what their body looks like?
Yes, it might have been something. That's what I'm thinking about.
Because I watched that one, but not this one. This seems interesting though. Dating Naked.
Dating Naked
UK.
Okay,
well, why don't you watch it over the weekend, Jess, and you can get back to us, okay?
Okay.
Right now, let's give you the chance to win a chug mug. All you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word inside our What the Bleep game. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkbacks on the iHeart app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
My man must have me way too hard last night because my back is hurting today. Yeah.
On a school night?
Wow.
Yeah.
Lucky. I mean, lucky you. I mean, geez. That's yeah. Like, yeah.
I mean, I have my gosh. Like every.
Oh my God. Day. Selena.
Every day?
Yeah.
Wow.
I need it.
No wonder you're tired when you get in here.
Serious.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Think about what that bleeped out word could be. Then, when you formulated your guess, throw away that guess because it's probably something not friendly for the radio airwaves. Once you have a radio friendly guess, then whip out your iHeartRadio app, hit the talkback mic button, leave us your name and your city along with your guests on that talkback, because we want to be able to shout you out if you win. But the first correct answer of the morning is going to be the one that takes home the coveted mug.
That's right. And we are going to play some of your guesses next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, back to what the bleep is, where you can win a JV Show chug mug if you are the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback on the iHeartRadio app. And here is today's clip in case you missed it. My man must have me way too hard last night because my back is hurting today.
Ouch.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. It hurts.
Uh-huh.
All right. Two of your guesses.
Hi, this is Terry and Kayla from Redwood City, and our guess to the bleep dot word is
rubbed. I think he rubbed you too hard, Selena.
Have a good morning.
Thank
rubbed.
You.
Very popular guess this morning. We just wiped out a lot of people's guesses. Rubbed.
He That's does not do it. That way too hard.
Really?
And I was so sore the next day. It's not that. When I asked for like a back rub, something like gentle, soft, you know, but he was like getting up in there. And
maybe you have a lot of knots.
Yeah, so
I probably did.
Get in there, work those little knotties out.
I didn't want that.
Okay.
I just want something to put me to sleep. Just, you know, just a little nice back tickle, something like that, you know.
A back tickle?
Something light, something
light. You want like a gentle, like little... Like a little feather duster going across your
Sometimes.
Back? No thanks.
Sometimes I do.
Hi, this is Ferris from Oakland. Is the bleeped out word massaged?
There's the most popular guess this morning, massaged. We just wiped out a lot of people's guesses, so feel free to leave a second guess or a third or maybe even a fourth guess.
Morning, JV Show. Jonathan from San Carlos. Is the bleeped out word hugged? He gave you like this bear hug? All right. Again, enjoy Junior Friday. Make it a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
Woo-hoo! Junior Friday means Thursday, but then does that mean you didn't listen tomorrow? That sounds like he's going on his weekend
still
right there.
Tomorrow.
Hugged. That's another good guess.
Good guess.
But not it.
No, his hugs aren't that hard.
Oh.
Okay. I was going to say something inappropriate. We're not going to do that.
Thank
this is
you.
A family show, you sickos. All right, continue to leave those guesses, whatever you think today's bleeped out word is. And we're going to play more of your guesses coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
What the bleep, where you have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and we are going to send you a JV Show chug mug. Here's today's clip in case you missed it. My man must have me way too hard last night because my back is hurting today.
Oh, girl, let me tell you. It has happened to me before.
Remember, this is a family show, so your guess has got to be clean. That word is always something clean. Let's run through some of the talkbacks now, see if anybody got it right.
Good morning, JV Morning Show. This is David out in Richmond taking another guess at the missing word. I think the word could be yanked. All right, thanks, you guys.
Bye. Whoa!
Selena, you ever been yanked too hard?
No.
I have.
Whoa!
You know, like you yank something, like, what happened over there? I must have yanked my arm.
Too hard.
Yeah.
No, can't say that. That's happened to me.
Got it.
Hey, JV Show. Michelle with a second guest from San Jose. I think that bleep that word is stretched. Stretched out your back. All right. Hopefully that's the right one.
That sounds like it was
very,
so good.
Very popular guess. Stretch. That's what I need right now. My lower back is... I either need to get it yanked or to do some stretching.
Something has to happen there.
Yeah, it's been hurting.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Marissa from San Jose. Trying to win this first chug mug. Is the bleeped out word scratched? He scratched your back so hard? Okay, thank you. Bye.
That's a good guess.
Wish she could get her first chug mug there. Good guess. A lot of people guess stretch. Very popular
scratched.
Guess. Yeah, scratch. Sorry, scratch.
He's still thinking about stretching his back out.
Well, I'm still thinking about how someday I can make yanked the word and what the bleep. I mark
a
my word.
Word.
Yanked will be the word one morning.
Good morning, guys. It's Jorge from San Leandro. And my guess on the bleep that word is cracked. My back is cracked. Cracked your back. All right.
There it is. All right, so here's today's bleep. Here's today's clip, excuse me, unbleeped.
Yep.
My man must have cracked me way too hard last night because my back is hurting today.
Hurting? It's sore.
What kind of back cracking? Because there are a couple different techniques he can do. Does he do the hug and lift you up one?
Yes.
And your back will legit pop, crack each time?
Yep.
Ooh. That does feel good after it happens.
But sometimes he does it weird or, I don't know, too strong. I don't know. Sometimes he messes me up. Then I need more cracking after.
So it's almost like you're addicted to the crack.
It's needed every day.
Okay, well, so you are a crack addict.
Yes.
Okay, I'm glad you're a crackhead.
Yeah, I am.
You could admit that. That's the first step, is admitting that you have a problem. That is it. All right, let's give some shout outs first. Our buddy Jorge in San Leandro. That's fun to say. Yeah. Jorge. I like that. Jorge in San Leandro. He had the very first correct answer this morning. So he's getting a brand new JB Show Chug Mug. Boom. The 2024 edition, of course, because like, we haven't gotten the 2025s in yet. Right. Hopefully we'll get a 2026. I told the boss the other day in the meeting.
You did.
Were there, you guys. I was like, we need 2026 new Chug Mugs. Mm-hmm. And he was kind of like, yeah, bro, whatever. Yeah. So I don't know. TBD. All right. A few other people came with the correct answer this morning. Actually, quite a few. So let's shout them out. Charles in San Jose had it. So did Kyla in Bradenton, Florida. JV Show. Still numero uno there.
Jess
and Angela in Brentwood had it. So did Stacy in Oakland. What's up, Stacy? What's up? Joanna in Manteca had it. So did Paul in San Francisco. Kaylee in Vallejo. Eddie in San Jose. Mylene in Danville. Marie in the East Bay. Our buddy John in Richmond. What's up, John? Hope you have a great Thursday. Amanda and Adeline in Napa. What's up, Napa? What's up? We did it, Napa. We did it. Well, not quite fast enough. Mary Beth in Manteca had it. So did Gerardo in Fremont. And Linda in San Francisco got it as well. Our buddies Owen and Jessica and Gilroy, they said crack.
Yeah.
They were crack.
Oh, so just close.
Crack. Not crack.
So close.
Just crack. Jess, any last minute shout outs?
Just
that I
one more.
Them?
Another Linda, but from Stockton.
Linda in Stockton, what's up? Linda, what's up? Shout out to the Stockton Street Cats. Yeah, what's up, Linda?
Thank you, everybody, for playing. We're going to do it again tomorrow morning on the JV Show. Same time.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are the Bay's number one hit music station, JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
Jess is in the next room. Let's go to the phones. Hi, is this Ashley?
Yeah.
Good morning, Ashley. And do you have mom with you?
Yeah.
I love it. Hi, mom.
What's mom's name?
Oh, what's that?
What's mom's name?
Oh, Natalie.
Natalie.
Ashley and Natalie. Ashley and Natalie. Good morning to you guys. All right. So you are going to be playing the JV Show's Yep Nope game. It's for your chance to win 4 tickets to the Oakland Roots last home game of the season. That's happening on the 25th. So coming up here pretty soon at the Oakland Coliseum. So here's how it works. We're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. Got to get 3 correct and the tickets are yours. Okay.
Okay.
Let's get right to it. Here is question number 1. Telegraph Hill, Cow Hollow, and West Portal are just a few of the neighborhoods inside what U.S. city?
San Francisco.
Yep.
Way to go.
Easy peasy. Selena, I lived in both Telegraph Hill and Cow Hollow. Just a little footnote there. Okay. All right, question number 2. From 1967 to 1976, there was a rival basketball league to the NBA called the ABA. What does ABA stand for?
American Basketball Association.
Yep. That's the one.
That was good. Never heard of them, but that was a great. Was that a guess?
Neither. Complete guess.
Yeah, I love that. Here's question number 3. Great job so far. Napoleon was the emperor of what country?
Oh, God.
It's Napoleon, you know.
I know, I should know this. Is it Greece?
Nope.
France.
Good guess, France.
France was the answer.
Yeah.
It's all good, though. You're allowed to miss one.
All right, you guys can get this one. Question number 4. If you get 3 strikes in a row in bowling, that's known as a what?
3 strikes. Oh, that's a... Oh, my gosh, I should know this. I was on a bowling league.
Oh, for sure. You should know this. 3 strikes and you're out.
My husband's going to kill me. Not a burn, I guess. Oh, my God. If I lose on this, it's horrible.
Oh, my God. If you don't guess, because you're going to run out of time.
I got one of these one time, Selena, and then it pops up on the screen. You know, the little scoreboard screen. And you're like, yeah.
Never happened
to me. Oh, my God. A turkey.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Saved it at the buzzer.
I forgot that.
Nice job. Yes, 3 strikes in a row is called a turkey.
You guys did it. Congratulations. You won. Going to be checking out the Oakland Roots. It's their last home game, so they have a really, they have a lot of really cool stuff happening this day, October 25th, Oakland Coliseum. You and the family going to be there, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
You are very welcome.
Nice
Hang
work, ladies.
On there.
Yeah.
Plus, just a quick little anecdote here. We are going to be paying it forward, and we're going to be donating tickets to Youth Uprising as well. They're a nonprofit serving youth and young adults.
So. Very cool. Yeah, that's next Saturday night. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes. Grammy, do we have some shout outs?
You know we do. Bunch of DMs here, so buckle up. First one. Hi, Graham. Hope you're well. Wondering if you could wish my son Killian a happy 10th birthday today. He listens to you guys every morning on his way to school, and he loves the quiz. I know it'd mean the world to him if he got a birthday shout out. He's the kindest, sweetest boy. Mom and dad and his sister Ava love him very much, and thank you so much. Happy birthday, Killian.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Good day, Graham. Can you please shout out Valentina from Vallejo/Richmond? She must live right there on the,
border
between the two. She is 5 and just lost her first tooth, and the tooth fairy left her $100.
What?
Thank you. Love the show.
What
and that
kind
is from
of tooth fairy do you guys have?
Well, you know when your normal tooth fairy goes on vacation sometimes, and like the one they fly in, the one from Beverly Hills, and that
yeah,
one comes
that
and
makes
covers
sense.
You, then you get $100 for your first tooth. But yeah, congrats on that first tooth loss. But more importantly, congrats on the $100.
Oh, my God.
Must be nice. Hey, Graham, can you please give a shout out to our daughter, Zoe? She's turning 8 years old. We love you and are super proud of you. Love Dad, John, Mom, Patty, and Sister Amaya. If you could also let her know that Mama Susan is watching over her and wishes her a happy birthday as well. She'd love that. Yes, happy birthday to Zoe.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Graham, want to shout out my wife, Patricia. I want to wish her a happy birthday and for being a wonderful wife and mother. Hope you have a wonderful day. Thanks for being an incredible wife and mother to our children. Love, Odin, Julian, Yesenia, and Sayla. Yes, happy birthday, Patricia.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hey, Graham, can you please give a huge birthday shout out to my princess, Sarai, which you always pronounce correctly. Yeah, thank you. Who is turning the big 10. Whoop, whoop, double digits. Mommy loves you so much, and your dad, Jeremiah, and I are so excited to celebrate tonight and this weekend for your special day. You're the most amazing, smart, talented, kind, and beautiful young lady any parent could ask for. Happy birthday, baby girl. Yes, happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hi, Graham. First time ever sliding into your DMs. Welcome in. Stay a while. Please help me wish my son, Hudson, a very happy 10th birthday. Can't believe he's in the double digits now. He's such an awesome kid. We're so proud of the young man he's becoming. We love him so much. Love Mom, Dad, and Harlow. Yes, happy birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
One more here. Good morning, Graham. Sliding into your DMs to wish my daughter, Pamela, a very happy 9th birthday. She turned 9 yesterday. We listen to your guys' show every morning on our way to school, and we always try to be the 20th caller for the Yep Nope game. We never get it, but we'd be so happy to hear you wish her a happy birthday. Enjoy your last year in the single digits, sweetie. Keep shining, keep laughing, and keep being you. Love Mama, Baba, Big Brother Jacob, and Little Brother Bentley, who loves to hear...
Who gives a fart?
That's very true about that.
All right, happy birthday to everybody celebrating. We do have to get to today's hottest trending. Coming up next, we got to talk about all the juicy things Kim K said in this recent podcast appearance. There's things about Kanye.
Oh.
She was asked about Tom Brady. That and more is coming up.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, all the tea from Kim Kardashian's Call Her Dad podcast appearance. And I am so sorry if you're one of those people who hates hearing about the Kardashians, but there's just a lot of good stuff on here. And there's actually so much we can't possibly get to it all. But here's a few of the most viral headlines. So I don't know if you saw this, but Kim was getting roasted for not knowing how much milk costs.
Yeah.
At the grocery store.
I mean, I don't have a concept of what like certain simple things cost. Which really is, you know, I'd like to know a little bit more about what like a milk carton cost, and you know,
I'd like to know a little bit more about that, but I just haven't. You know, it's just not my truth. I don't have to buy
like,
a carton.
No,
of milk.
You don't, Kim. You do not want to know.
I mean, but that speaks to just a larger issue in society as a whole, because the people that are making decisions in this country, they're in that same boat. They have no clue. When they've asked, when they've done this before, they've interviewed members of Congress and the Senate and stuff. Like, what do you think the average person's rent is? What do you think their utility bill is? What do you think that these people's answers are so far across the board and just out of this world? You're just like, you have lost touch with the majority of Americans in this country. And as we anoint more billionaires and soon to be trillionaires, these people have no freaking clue what the rest of us have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. And we're letting them make the decisions. Like, you get your billion. We don't want to tax you more. You've earned that billions. Like, what are we doing? Wake up.
So the reason why Kim K, you know, brought the milk carton thing up is because she was asked how much she spends on glam. And she was like, I don't know. I don't know how much anything costs. But if I had to tally it up, ultimately, this is what she came up with.
I should know this, actually.
You should. Like 6 figures, 7 figures.
It could be $1 million, you know.
A year.
Are you serious?
Oh, I bet you it's more.
A
year. I bet it's more.
A million?
I mean, she's got a team basically round the clock.
Every day.
Multiple people.
And she says if, when she's working, you know, if she's like doing the reality show or whatever, like they pay for it. You know, so it's not coming out of her pocket. But it would cost that much a year.
I mean, these people are, I'm assuming, on salary. So give what people make in a year and then add a, and then add all the products and all the stuff and all the other stuff for special appearances.
And the traveling for everybody.
Yep. Right. Yes. I mean, it's got to be, I bet you would blast way past $1 million.
That is insane. She was also asked about the rumors that she, you know, had a little thing with Travis Barker in the past, which, I mean, would be a big deal since that's her sister's husband.
Have you ever hooked up with Travis Barker?
No, I never have. Absolutely. That I do not mind you asking.
Okay.
I never have. Okay. And that really sucks that that has gone on. But he dated Paris and we were all friends.
So no to Travis Barker. Now, one person that she did mind getting asked about and she refused to answer was Tom Brady. Really? She was like, how serious? She asked him, how serious are you and Tom Brady? And she wouldn't answer.
What do you mean she wouldn't answer?
She like smiled and she was like, it's part of a game. She was like, I'm not going to answer that one. I'll do the other. It was like texting Kylie, like making up something and texting a sister. She's like, I'm going to pass on that one because that'll lead to trouble.
So there was something.
There was something there. Something there was cooked. Something there.
There, yeah.
She was also obviously asked a lot about dealing with Kanye as he was going through those, you know, episodes while they were married. Imagine having to deal with this.
We had like 5 Lamborghinis and I'd come home and they'd all be gone. You know, if he was in an episode and I'd be like, oh, wait, where's all our cars? Like my new car. And it would be like, oh, he gave them away to all of his friends. And then I'd be like, huh, okay.
He was just giving away her cars.
No wonder he had a bunch of yes people around him saying, good idea, Kanye. Yeah, you should do all this ridiculous stuff.
Yeah, he was giving them Kim's Lambo.
You might land a free Lambo that day.
And she said ultimately that was the last straw. Not necessarily the giving away the cars, but it was just that unpredictability. You never knew what he was going to do. It was too unstable, you know, with his behavior, just the financial aspects. It was just everything. She felt very unsafe at all times, not knowing what was going to happen next.
What a different life, though. Like, I have that many cars that
multiple.
It's like, oh, you gave away my Lamborghini.
Has anyone seen my Lamborghini? Yeah.
Dang it, I have to buy another one.
I know I left one of my Lamborghinis over here, and then my backup Lamborghini is usually over here, and that one's gone too. And then the backup to the backup Lambo, I usually keep that one in the garage. I'm like, has anyone seen it? This is weird. If somebody gives you a Lambo, like, like, you get hit with a tax bill for that, right? I mean, I'm assuming you can't just, like, here's a Lambo. Oh, don't you owe money on that?
Probably.
That's a very expensive gift. And then people are like, dang it, I got to pay $60,000 in taxes on this thing.
And
dang
insurance.
It. And insurance.
Yeah, and the maintenance on that thing.
Yeah.
One more thing, Graham, and I know you have a story for trending. Just because this made major headlines, she was asked about Northwest fashion choices. Remember, people were outraged after they saw Little North. I think she's 12 years old now, but she was wearing like a corset type of situation. And people were like, whoa, hold on, Kim, what are you doing?
Any mom of a teenager or a preteen, unless you've been here, like, please, we just need a little bit of grace. Like, it's really hard. It's interesting because all the kids are like wearing the same things, but then my daughter tries to wear it. And then I'm like, okay, we're never wearing that again. Unfortunately, we made that mistake in front of the whole world.
And she also says a lot of times North dresses more like a tomboy, but like nobody says anything about that. And then it's like the one-off, she wears something that's a little,
that's
like, you know, on the other side of the spectrum. And everybody is like, that's what everybody notices.
When I pick the kids up from school, I don't notice many 12-year-olds wearing corsets, but maybe I just not paying that close of attention.
Yeah.
I've seen all of zero 12-year-olds wearing that, but like maybe I'm just not, you know, who am I? I'm not at the forefront of fashion.
She also says, because she was asked, like, how often does Kanye see the kids? And she's like, I don't know, like when he does contact us, like he can see them, but he hasn't called in a little over 2 months. Wow. So
that's sad.
It's very sad. Graham, what do you have?
Really quick, I just want to talk about this home in the East Bay that's going viral for their Niners Halloween display. This house in Alameda on Clinton Avenue, if you want to drive by, they've embraced the and made a mockery of the Niners injury situation. They've got Fred Warner there getting into the blue injury tent. You got Brandon Ayuk, Nick Bosa, Ricky Pearsall, Brock Purdy, George Kittle. They're all in there. They're all skeletons wearing Niners jerseys. If you want to see this,
it's so good.
I had so many people send me this this story. So we posted it on our Instagram, JV Morning Show, if you want to go see it. Niners former kicker Jake Moody also in there with his luggage on his way to Chicago, where he now plays, where he just hit the game winner the other night. Also, Christian McCaffrey and Mac Jones are out there, but they're the two healthy Niner skeletons, and they're doing catching passes and evading pass rushers and stuff like that. But the rest of the guys all in line in wheelchairs or crutches or whatever, waiting to get into that blue injury.
So creative. So, I love this.
Again, this is on Clinton Avenue in Alameda, if you'd like to see it. But you can go watch it on our Instagram story.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Grammy. And by the way, our Instagram, JV Morning Show, if you do want to go check that out.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Buenos dias, JV Show from Miller. This is Eric from San Jose. Graham, I think you got my name wrong. I think for the trivia, like, I guessed it right. You said Eddie. I think you might have said Eddie. I think you meant Eric, but I'm not sure. It is what it is. But señorita, ladies, I gotta let Graham outdance you guys for Caballo de Dollar. Come on, he was on every single step. Y'all need to catch up. God, Graham, you're more Mexican than Mexico itself. Let's get it.
Thank you very much for noticing my dance moves. You can see that on JV Morning Show on Instagram. Did we post it there?
Yep.
These ladies didn't even tell me what we were doing yesterday. I just had to fire in here completely blindly.
We were follow along.
What was the dance we were doing?
Caballo Dorado.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
And we did that. I had no idea what we were doing. And of course, I danced circles around them as I normally
do.
He said I shouted out the wrong name. I think he was talking about a What the Bleep game earlier. I'm looking at my sheet of shout outs here delivered to me by our very own Jess, and I see Eddy. How would you pronounce that name?
I would probably say Eddie.
That's how I said it too. And it says Eddy in San Jose. Eddie in San Jose. So shout out to Eddie in San Jose this morning. But Eric, if you also got the answer correct this morning, shout out to you as well.
Yes. lots happening. We have your chance to win $1,000 in crazy cash right now. Graham, this hour's keyword?
This hour's nationwide keyword is ELF. Happy Halloween. ELF. Take the keyword ELF over to wild949.com or hit the contest tab if you're streaming us on the iHeartRadio app, and you can find a spot to enter the keyword there. The keyword ELF is because if you win the $1,000 in crazy cash, which a couple people in the Bay Area already have, you are entered to win a flyaway trip to New York to see the iHeartRadio Jingle Ball.
Right. And also, so good luck. Hope you win that money and that trip to New York. And really quick, there's something really cool going on later today.
Yeah, big event, you guys. Join our very own Angelina today from 4 to 6 p.m. at 1664 Story Road in San Jose, like I said, to meet WWE superstar Damian Priest. This is at the Cricket Wireless store. Again, 4 to 6 today. You WWE fans, I know we have a lot of you listening. Yep. You want to meet Damian Priest. He is going to be out there again with our very own Angelina, 4 to 6. So go out there, have some fun, take some pictures.
That's right. All right, so I just have a question.
Sure.
How do you guys say, you know, that holiday that's coming up?
Oh, Christmas?
On the 31st. No,
Thanksgiving.
No, this month on the 31st.
Halloween.
Or
Halloween.
He says Halloween. Graham says Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Halloween.
Yeah, but it's Halloween.
But it's Halloween.
What is Halloween based on?
All Hallows Eve.
Thank you.
So why is that pronounced like that, but we say Halloween, but you say Halloween?
Yeah.
Because it's based on All Hallows Eve, so it should be called Halloween.
So is Halloween the incorrect way to say it, or is there just like two ways and they're both right, there's no wrong?
I think it's a tomato, but nobody says tomato. But I think it is because I use those interchangeably. But I always default to Halloween because of All Hallows Eve.
Yeah, I've noticed you say it, because it is spooky season.
Ooh!
So I've noticed you saying that a lot more recently.
It sounded like a horse.
Everybody else I know says Halloween. So how are we supposed to be saying it?
I feel like I hear more people say Halloween.
Me too.
And not Halloween.
Halloween.
Well, I don't emphasize the owl.
Halloween.
I can't say it like that.
All Halloween. Hallows Eve.
I know, but it's still Halloween.
Halloween is based on.
Yeah, but.
When you're adding the ween to it, it's Halloween.
Yeah. Why does adding a ween to it?
I don't know. It just changes
hollow.
It. I don't
because
know.
Because English That's is what she hard. Said.
English
that
is hard.
Just as,
English is hard.
Everything. English is just hard.
It does, and it makes absolutely no sense. In my defense, I did look at one of those, you know, how do you pronounce it videos, and the guy, he's the one guy, who's how we're going to pronounce this word, and he said Halloween.
Halloween.
And I was shocked by that because I thought for sure he was going to say Halloween.
Really?
Yeah. Because I'm with you. I think the majority of people say Halloween.
Halloween. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe it's one of, okay, it's just one of those things where say whoever the heck you want. Mm. Yeah, see, that doesn't make sense. But you add the ween.
Hollow. Because the word hollow, how do you spell that?
Oh, with an O. I know, but it's still pronounced differently. Because why, Jess?
You add some ween to it.
Because English is hard.
Because English is hard. That's it.
And you add the ween to it. Why does adding the ween to it change and make it hollow?
I don't know. It just does.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Let's go to the phones. Hi, who is this?
Stacy.
Caller 20.
You won a $200 Gold Belly gift card.
Thank you, guys. I didn't get the Chug Mug, but I got this gift card, so thank you.
You are welcome, and there's still lots more chances to win a Chuggy Muggy tomorrow morning at 7:05. But Gold Belly,
and
no offense,
and no offense to our Chug Mugs, but this is better than a Chug Mug because you get $200.
Yes, it is.
One of my favorite sites.
Wow, we can say that, Stacey.
What?
You throwing shots over there. Hold on.
No, it is. Gold Belly, awesome site. If you've never checked it out, just go hop on there. Go look at all the amazing food you can get from restaurants, barbecue joints, pizza places all across the country. And you get $200 to spend on a bunch of that delicious food, which is awesome. For those of you listening that want to give it a try.
I'm going to put you on hold. Just hang on there. Go ahead, Graham.
And you should. I'm sure you could put her on hold right after I give one sentence about iHeartRadio.
Just finish your sentence.
Use the promo code iHeartRadio. Heart, you get 20% off at checkout. Wow, and then, well, yeah, whatever. Okay.
Where's my jewelry? I'll be back real soon. Can we talk?
So there is a guy that has gone viral for his proposal to his now fiance because it has everybody swooning on the internet. You can check out some of this. JV Morning Show, it's on our Instagram story. He had AI create it's him and his girlfriend, right? They sit down for a movie. He had AI create like a movie trailer. So it comes up first and they're thinking this is just part of whatever they're watching. And then as the woman is watching this trailer and it looks like it was made from like Disney and Pixar, she's like watching it. She's like, oh my God, like that character really looks like me. And then she's like, oh my God, like that's our house. That's our living room. And then at the end, it's like the movie titles, Get Married This Spring. And that's how he proposed to her. And everybody is in their feels. So I did want to ask you guys, because this did cross my mind, is this romantic? Which, of course, it is. But is it a little lazy? What do you guys think?
I think because he used AI, it is a little bit of like the easy route.
It's really good, but I kind of feel the same way. Like, you didn't really have to put much into it.
Yeah, but he's like, in 2 years, I'm going to be like, that's lazy, bro. But he's at the forefront. Have we seen another one of these yet? You're the first one to do it. I mean, maybe he's not the first, but you're one of the first ones to do it. Then I'm like, wow, that's cool. But in a year from now, I'm like, dude, that's the laziest thing in the world. Hell, the people have already done that, and it's so easy, and AI does it all for you in a matter of seconds.
I mean,
no effort.
It was a good idea, but I mean, still now, AI does it for you in a matter of seconds. Yeah. No effort.
And the thing is, I'm comparing this to maybe some that we've seen in the past where it's someone actually animating the trailer. Where if you animate something, obviously that's taking hours and hours to do. There's a lot of work put into it versus this. You're just putting some pictures into
Did was hit play on the trailer.
All I did was get down on one knee and ask my wife to marry her.
But
is that lazy? But is that lazy?
No, because at least you did that.
And there was planning involved.
Like, look how much effort it takes me to get down on one knee. I'm there. And then now I'm back up.
But the proposal isn't just
probably
getting
takes longer
down.
For me to type in all the stuff I want AI to do, right?
But you planned.
I just
like,
got down on one knee. Here you go.
But you planned the night, I'm sure. Mm-hmm.
I did, but okay, I mean, it didn't really.
Maybe you guys went to dinner. Or
we
did,
but
this
dinner
is them sitting on their couch in their sweats and hit play.
And it doesn't even say, "Will you marry me?" It says,
"Get married this spring."
Well, that's kind of, you know, to keep in the movie theatrical part of that. I get it. Again, I'm going to be fully with you. Next year. Oh, dude, that's the laziest thing in the world. Zero effort. But when you're the first one coming up with doing it creatively, then and you're the first one,
sides.
I'm kind of like, all right, that's kind of a cool idea. But the next person that does it, nope, I'm out.
I suppose, yeah. I mean, I see both sides of it. I'm just leaning a bit more towards, like, that was the easy route.
Mm-hmm.
You
well, because AI can do it anything nowadays.
Yeah, like other guys will come up with like a speech, something they want to say. It's really nerve-wracking. You know, they are excited, but like dreading that, scared to ruin the moment. This guy, I mean, there's no way he's going to ruin it. Just, he did nothing.
He just hit play.
I will say it came out really good, though. Yeah, if you do want to go see it, it's on our Instagram story. I just think it was a little too easy is all I'm saying. But you can go check it out on our IG. We have a lot more coming up in our meeting in the ladies' room. You have an update on Mary Lisa, the woman who put up those billboards here on 101. I can't wait to see what is happening with her. We'll do it next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Going back to our meeting in the ladies' room before we move on to some other things. We were just talking about this man's viral proposal. If you missed it, he used AI to create like a Disney Pixar-looking movie trailer where these characters, which was him and his then-girlfriend, you know. And that leads to a proposal. You can check it out, JV Morning Show. It's on our Instagram story. But I was asking, is that a little lazy to use AI?
Hey, JV Show. I love you guys. I listen to you every morning. But I have a little different opinion about the AI proposal. If you've ever used any of these tools, it actually takes a little bit of work and a bit of creativity to get what you want out of it. I mean, I've spent hours and hours and hours just trying to get a photo made. So I would give this guy some effort. I think that he probably put some thought into it, and he had to work on it for probably a while, longer than bending on one knee to propose.
I did consider that, but it still just seems like the easier route than you having to actually like do something elaborate.
So I watched the story on our Instagram again, JV Morning Show, if you want to see this thing. It's pretty good. My biggest gripe with it, and I agree with that talkback. I haven't used any of the video ones. I just know when I've had AI trying to make a picture or something, it takes a lot of attempts and you kind of have to coach it through it. I don't know if the video one, have you used any of the video ones, Celine? I don't know.
Yeah, it's the same. It takes multiple tries.
Okay. So like there is an element, I guess there's an element to work at. My biggest gripe with that is that the character in this thing, which is supposed to be his fiance or girlfriend or whatever, it doesn't look anything like her in my mind. It looks exactly like the girl from Encanto. And I'm like, he's just ripping off Encanto here. It's like, make it look more like your girl. And then, you know, it'd pull up my heartstrings a little bit more. But yeah. I was like, am I watching the preview for the next Encanto movie?
I thought that too. But again, it is really cute. You can go check it out because, you know, it has all the ladies on the internet swooning. Graham, I know you have more for our meeting in the ladies' room. I'll allow it.
I do. I want to just give one quick update on the Mary Lisa, that Bay Area woman that took out the billboards to try to find her man. Her name's Lisa, and the site marylisa.com. She says got over 3,500 applications. I don't know if the billboards are still up or if she just did a 1 month run during September. Now she says she is going to start sorting through all those applicants. So if you're listening, you're like, hey, I applied because I want to date Lisa. She is now going to begin going through all those applications, but she got over 3,500. So do you think this campaign, do you think she's going to look back at the end of this? And we don't know if she'll end up finding her match. It's too soon. But do you think she's going to look back at the end of this and be like, that was money well spent? Because we know those billboards, and she even mentioned, she didn't say the price, but we know they are not cheap.
Yeah. I think worth she it? Will. I think it was worth it for her.
For the experience. Cause,
yeah, because without all the attention, because it went like national, I don't think she would have gotten that many applications. I just want to know how many of those are like legit. The joke applications.
Well, I saw a couple of the top ones, you know? She had, and the name, first name D's, last name Nuts. And I was like, that guy seems like a really nice guy.
Yeah.
I noticed he applied multiple times.
Interesting.
A couple different spellings of his name. Yeah. I figure he's just trying to like get more, it's like getting more raffle tickets
right?
D's Nuts was all over that.
Down to see it.
I wonder if she, at the end of this, and say she comes up empty, say she doesn't like make, you know, so she doesn't find her person for life out of this. I wonder if she's going to, not necessarily the money, but I think the backlash, like that would have been the thing because so many people.
Yeah.
She even said she was getting so many mean and nasty comments and stuff like
including
that.
Including from our very own Selena.
Yeah. You
that
called
was
her a Karen.
Not me. I didn't say that. I just agreed with someone else.
You said
else.
She was desperate.
No, I did not. I don't recall saying that. What she should do is try like the Bachelor or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
or Love is Blind.
I wonder if any film or TV production crews reached out and
I'm
wanted
sure they
to
have.
Follow the journey from this
I'm
point
sure they
forward.
Have.
I wouldn't be surprised if she inks a deal or something.
And with over 3,000 applications, I mean, she's going to be going on date for the next, I don't know how many years.
Oh, all those free meals. Oh, she's so lucky.
A lot of free food. A lot of free food. All right, can I bring one more thing into the ladies' room?
Yes.
Ladies, if I
please.
May. Because a woman posted a video calling out the Gap because she says she bought some, I think they're faux leather pants. It's hard to tell what they are, but she says they weren't cheap. And she posted a video of the sound that she didn't realize that they made until she dropped something and then bent over to pick it up. This is the sound. And she gives you an example a few times in this audio.
I'm at a restaurant and I drop something accidentally and I go to pick it up and then that did not come from my nose. The pants. What do you mean?
Oh my
what
god!
What do you mean? Every time she sort of crouches down, the pants make this, I don't know, it's half duck,
it's like a
half
duck.
Fart.
Yeah.
It's a duck fart. Actually, that was a shot we used to make at the bar, duck farts. Anyway, they're pretty good.
Ew.
Anyways, it sounds like a duck fart. I wanted to ask you, ladies, let's say you buy these pants and they are super cute. You're like, oh my God, look at these pants. They're great and they're expensive. Would you keep them?
I gotta and wear see what them? They look like first.
Or would you return them just based on the sound that they make? But like these things fit perfect, let's say, and they're so cute.
Okay.
Oh my God.
So I'm watching the video. It's on our Instagram story of JB Morning Show. They actually are cute.
They are
super
but
cute.
But I feel like you can find some that are similar that won't make that noise.
But let's just say you know that they make that sound. You just avoid all situations where you might have to crouch or bend over because otherwise.
I mean, listen, with fashion, you have to make adjustments.
They're sacrifices, right? Sometimes the cutest shoes are going to just terrorize your feet in pain.
So I love how when she's dropping to like show you how the sound, she's like dropping it like it's hot. Like that's the movement.
Yeah,
so
she's dropping
like,
it to the floor.
Imagine like wearing these to the club and you're just duck farting all over the place.
Like to the beat?
Yeah.
Everyone's like, what's that sound?
I voted
it's
yes.
just my pants.
I voted
sure
yes. They're cute. I'm just not bending down to pick up anything. Don't ask me to tie your shoes. Sorry, kids, you're on your own. Figure it out.
So you would keep them, Jess? Would you keep these pants knowing that every time if you drop something, they were going to...
I would keep them, but there's nothing more embarrassing than a sound being made when you know you didn't even do anything.
But everybody else thinks
everybody else. And you have to try to replicate it to see if like, my shoe.
Here, put your ear right up next to my butt. I swear it's the pants. There is nothing worse than, I think we talked about this earlier this week when like your shoes make some noise that you didn't realize they make until you walk in that quiet hallway. Same thing. Sometimes there's pants that really like, that make a swooshing
when like
sound.
Rubbing,
or so.
Yes.
Yeah. They make a weird noise and you're like, I had no idea they
but
made
I
this
sound.
But I would
take that over the duck fart.
Oh yeah. That
any
would,
day.
Yeah. You should try that shot at a bar, a duck fart, they're good.
What is it?
That's a thing?
I don't know.
Like
I think it was like, I could be just, this is off the top of my head. It's been a while since I was a bartender, but I think it was Crown Royal, maybe Bailey's and Butterscotch or something.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
I gotta look into it, but duck farts were good.
That sounds really good.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So another Britney Spears bombshell and not the good kind that enters the villa, you guys.
Uh-oh.
This is from Kevin Federline's upcoming tell-all book, the one that drops on Tuesday. So Variety posted this excerpt where Kevin recalled walking in on Britney when she was supposed to be at home taking care of their sons, but instead she showed up to his album release party. Yes, this man put out an album. I don't remember any of this, but okay. He wrote in the book that he gets to the venue and at the top of the stairs is Britney's dad. And he was like, oh, I didn't know he was going to be here, but happy that he came to support his new venture. And Britney's dad looks at Kevin, shakes his head and like motions to his dressing room. And it was like, she's in there and it's not good. So Kevin walks in. First thing he sees is Britney and a friend snorting a line of, I think you can imagine what.
Oh.
And both were wearing these outrageous wigs. Britney's was an electric blue color. He says it was surreal. They didn't even try to hide it. What is worse? The worst thing about all of this, he says Britney was breastfeeding at this time.
Oh, no.
Really?
That's what he alleges in his book.
See, okay, we talked about this earlier. Go back and podcast the JB show if you missed any part of it. A lot of good stuff throughout the show you don't want to miss. But we talked about this earlier about whether or not it kind of felt bad for Britney. And yesterday, I think we were just devouring all the tea, right?
Yeah.
Oh, we loved it.
Yeah.
This is juicy. But now I feel bad because he is talking about the mother of his children and things that she did that may or could have impacted them and just, you know, just painting a bad picture of her. And like, that's your son's mom. I'm kind of icked by the whole thing now.
I am too.
Before I had my bowl of popcorn, I was ready.
I was here for the tea.
She's standing in the hallway with a knife. Love it. Let me eat some more popcorn. And now I'm like, yeah. You look at it through a different lens as a parent.
You really do. Everybody is calling Taylor Swift the queen of petty. I'm going to lay out some new information here. A lot of names, so just you got to follow along, okay? So you know how for the release of Taylor's new album, she sent out these orange glittery care packages to her closest celebrity friends, even people that she just admires, you know, in the celebrity world. So like Brittany Mahomes got one, for example. Cool. A lot of her other friends did. We're also finding out that Teyana Taylor also got one of these care packages, and she posted it online. Now, you're probably like, what is Taylor and Teyana Taylor? Right. Like, what do they have in common? Here's what they have in common. Their dislike, allegedly, for Travis Kelce's ex, Kayla Nicole. So they're thinking Taylor is throwing some sneaky shade here. So here's the background with Teyana Taylor and Kayla Nicole. Basically, Kayla was dating, this is years ago, she was dating Iman Shumpert, and he ends up breaking up with her via text message, only for him to then turn around, start dating, marry, and have kids with Teyana Taylor. And she was so like butthurt about the entire thing that Kayla Nicole dressed up as Teyana Taylor one year for Halloween.
Oh.
And so that's what started their beef. And so I don't know if Taylor knew this, but by sending her a care package and showering her with love, people think that this is just like the ultimate petty move because you also don't like Travis Kelce's ex-girlfriend.
What do you guys think? Is it a reach?
Wouldn't put it. I mean, it seems a little bit like a reach, but also everything Taylor does is calculated. So, I mean, it wouldn't exactly surprise me either, you know?
That's the one bummer for Taylor. When she does something that's not calculated, everyone, we just assume that it has meaning. So she can't do anything just flippantly like, whatever, I just did this thing. Nope, no, There's some meaning behind that.
I don't know if you guys heard that there's also a lyric on one of her songs that people think is for Megan Thee Stallion. Because I think we talked about it very briefly, how Megan Thee Stallion had, apparently Travis Kelce had shot his shot at Megan Thee Stallion once, like in the past, and she shot him down. And on Taylor's song, she says,
bullets in your feet, bullets in your feet.
Oh my God.
Why would you say that
too soon?
Is that not the lyric?
No.
I must be reading it wrong. Dang you, AI overview.
She says, I'm not a bad bee and this isn't savage. And you know how Megan Thee Stallion had her very viral song, I'm a savage.
Oh. That's definitely about
nothing about bullets, Graham.
Oh, just checking. I must say that you can't trust that AI overview.
You always gotta double check.
Yeah, you gotta fact check your work.
Yep.
Yeah, bullets in my feet.
Stop.
Bullets in my feet.
All right, Grammy, what do you have?
Good song. New gorilla alert, you guys. New gorilla alert. The San Francisco Zoo is set to debut their newest arrival. His name is Cecil. He's 26-year-old silverback western lowland gorilla. He's actually been at the zoo since August, but they have not let the public see him yet. They wanted him to have some time to get acclimated to his new environment. The zoo's been without a male gorilla. They just had a bunch of bees in the trap. Bees in the trap for a while now. I think there's four other females there. Because Oscar Jonesy, the zoo's previous male, died unexpectedly. I don't even remember this. At the age of 43 back in February. So they needed to have a male gorilla come in. Well, now we have Cecil. They say Cecil's fitting in very nicely with his new gaggle of ladies. He's very even-tempered. They say almost chill. Like, he gives off kind of a chill vibe.
Oh, chill vibe.
Which I think is kind of rare because he's, you know, pretty young as far as gorillas go. And you'd think he'd be, like, out with his boys at the bars, like, every night, like, chugging beers, like, beer bongs and stuff. He's not. He's, like, pretty mellow guy. The public, if you want to be able to see Cecil, starting this Saturday, they're going to have a welcome celebration from noon to 4:30. But this is the first time then you'll be able to see Cecil in his new habitat there at the San Francisco Zoo.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. First things first, because every hour we are doing this, giving you the shot to win $1,000 in crazy cash. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
This hour's nationwide keyword. Listen up. It's green. Take the keyword green over to wild94.9.com or hit the contest tab on the iHeartRadio app and find the spot to enter it, and you might win $1,000 in crazy cash.
That's
good luck.
Right. Good luck.
After Better Lines revelation about Britney cheating in his book yesterday, I guess her title of her book takes on a whole new meaning.
Why didn't I think of that?
What was the title of her book again?
The Woman in Me.
That's a good one. Because she cheated with a woman. Can you get the woman?
That's a good one.
That's the best talk about
you
today.
You deserve a raise. You deserve a raise. Sure. I'm to get her good. A raise. That was good.
That was good.
Graham, anything you'd like to throw in here?
Yeah, new trend alert. New trend alert.
I'm here for it.
Influencers, social media influencers, it says, are now bringing bringing a pumpkin to Starbucks and having the employees there make their pumpkin spice latte and putting it into a little pumpkin. Have you seen this?
Yes.
First, you buy one of those cute little pumpkins and you cut it open, hollow it out, you know, and empty all the guts out. And then you bring it to Starbucks and you say, make me my pumpkin spice latte in there. Now, very mixed reaction from Starbucks workers.
Really?
Based on people's posts about this. Some think it's super cute. Like, oh my God, totes. Yeah, I'll fill it up. Others are like, no. People have tried bringing these into the drive-thru and the employees not so amused. They're like, no, we don't do that. That's not a thing. I did think it was a thing where you could bring your own mug and have them make your drink
you
in there.
Yeah, you can do that.
To support sustainability.
I could
so
see
this
that,
should fall under that, right?
I could see that being a little annoying working in the drive-thru because, I mean, they already have your drink ready when you get there for the most part. You know what I mean? Then to have to go back and empty that out and putting it in your stupid pumpkin. Don't do that, people. But I feel like if you're walking in there, and you give it to them when you order it. Shouldn't be that big of a deal.
But that thing's rolling around back there. It doesn't sit still like a cup, you know?
But it sounds so cute. I haven't seen this. This is so cute.
Well, I'm glad you think it's so cute because I was going to say maybe we should draw straws. One of us here on the show has to go to a Starbucks and have them make, you know, a pumpkin spice latte.
I would love to do that.
Into a pumpkin, but you've now just nominated yourself.
Oh my God, so, that sounds adorable. It sounds like it would taste better.
But while it looks cute, I just can't do that to the employees. Like, it just seems like it would be just such a...
Well, if all they have to
do, I don't feel like it's that much difference. You pour it into a cup, pour it into a pumpkin.
Yeah, you make the drink in the cup and then just pour it from there. Just pour it straight into the pumpkin. Right?
I guess.
And then like a little whipped cream on top.
Whipped cream on top.
A little cream swirl with sprinkles.
Yeah. Oh, so cute. Little dust. Obviously, a little dust and a nutmeg there on top.
Yes, that's what I meant.
That does sound good. Although the inside of a pumpkin probably doesn't taste that good.
Yeah, and you have to carve it out before you take it in there.
Yeah, but it still sounds cute for pictures.
All right, well, you're up, Selena.
Yes!
Get it done. Take
a
picture.
Okay, but don't make it into a complete jack-o'-lantern because everything will be spilling out of the eyes.
It'll be like a bleh.
Don't do that. By the way, where are you guys at on your Halloween? Jess, are you... You don't decorate, right? Because, I mean, it's not like you have kids or a family.
Oh, wow!
It's true.
Wow,
you're alone in this world, Jess.
Sad music, just because you're so woefully alone.
You have a family, but you don't like live with your
mom. There's just nobody there. It's just perpetual silence. It's like the void of silence all day long.
Are you?
I have zero decorations up in my house.
Wow, bah humbug.
Oh my God, so sad. Are you dressing up your cat for Halloween?
Yeah, good question.
No, she hates.
Not that one.
Oh, she also hates dressing up.
But
a little bedazzling that looks like a little jack-o'-lantern
or
something.
Kim K. Bush thong.
No, yeah,
no, that's a no for me. But yeah, no Halloween spirit over here at my house.
Why?
Because I don't want to spend money.
I feel like the little pets in their costumes is just the cutest thing.
Oh,
when they're like running and there's like a little cowboy on their back, it's so cute.
Listen, give me a couple years because once my cat gets a little older, she won't care about anything and then I can put costumes on her. But right now, she's not for it.
I think cats give zero Fs and that means they don't want the costume.
Like, they
don't bother me with that. I don't care what age they are. You are not putting on me.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. Grammy, we have a shout out?
I do. One important DM I got to read here. It says, good morning, Graham. Mom and big sister sliding into your DMs. We purposely are wishing our newly 7-year-old Emily a belated birthday. It was 2 days ago, but by the time this hopefully airs, we will be on our way to Disneyland. She's such a smart, beautiful little girl and the baby of the family. We love you so much from mom, dad, and big sister Alyssa. And she said they're going to be on the road hopefully by 9 a.m. today. So that's why we waited to give this shout out until then. So hope you have a great birthday.
Yes.
Or had a great birthday, I should say, and have a great trip to Disneyland. Happy birthday, Emily.
Who gives a fart?
It's a good point.
Yep.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Happy Thursday.
Jess, did you just say you don't want to spend money on Halloween decoration? Go to Dollar Store. You're barely going to spend $10 in full decoration. What about the drinks every weekend? You minimum spend like $30 every weekend, Saturday plus Sunday, so that's $60. And Halloween decorations, Dollar Store, $10, one time, boom. Are you serious? Come on.
Come on, Jess.
Boom. Wait, come on. Wait, wait, wait. Yeah.
Where's your spirits.
In my defense, Dollar Tree is not a dollar anymore. It is $1.25, sometimes even $1.50 for some of those things. Also,
okay, so you'll spend $12.25.
Yeah, but I'd rather spend it on my drinks over the weekend.
Me too. But nothing to get in the holiday spirit?
No, I want to for Christmas, but for Halloween...
Is it because you don't have kids and you just don't really care so much about the holiday?
I think it's that. It's also like, I don't have a huge apartment. So once Halloween's over, where am I going to put all the decorations?
Like, but what about like something just like out on your doorstep? Like, you know, like a little pumpkin or something.
Okay. Yeah, a little tiny one.
Just a little touches here and there.
I have a little, it's like a little pumpkin thing that I have to pull out of a drawer somewhere.
See, there you go. We're not talking about like the 6-foot skeleton from Home Depot that you, right. You know what I mean?
I thought you meant like tall it is. A big inflatable in my balcony. I was like, I can't
really
do that.
Oh my God, that'd be a good idea.
That's a great idea. It's like a black cat like looking over the edge and it's moving around. Selena, what's your house look like right now?
There's some spider webs.
And bats, real ones.
Those were already there.
Yeah, real ones.
Bats. They were already there.
There's
too.
A giant spider. That's actually real.
All this stuff was there. So what have you done so far for to decorate?
There's like some little pumpkin lights.
Okay.
We have there's a couple skeletons coming out of the lawn.
Okay, I like those.
There's a witch that has crashed into our tree.
Oh, I like
that. They're in the front yard. That's I think that's about it right now.
What's the pumpkin count?
Real pumpkins?
Yeah.
Zero.
Really?
Yeah, for now. We're going to the pumpkin patch this weekend, where I will not buy pumpkins because it's overpriced there. I'll still get them from Safeway.
Oh, you got to support your local pumpkin patch.
I support in rides. I pay so much money for the rides there. Okay. I support in everything else. The food, the rides. You just don't. And then they're always way too heavy to have to.
They have little ones.
Yeah, they got the little wagon. You load them up and walk around. And
it's just doing a lot. But look, they get their money from me in the ride.
I'm going to count. I took a picture of my front porch yesterday, and this is how many pumpkins we have right now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19 that I can see in this picture.
Why?
So let's just say 20. I don't know. My wife's insane. She's a crazy person.
What do you guys do with all the pumpkins after?
Eat them? What do you do?
You really eat them?
Yeah, we make pies.
Like, no, you don't.
We make pies by the dozen, Selena.
No, you don't.
What do you think we do?
And your wife likes not your typical orange pumpkin. She likes the ones that are like, they have like warts.
Oh,
and like
we have the,
what?
We've got the bumpy ones, the green one, a couple white ones, some yellow ones. This one looks like it's black. I don't even know what color is that one. Maybe it's a dark, dark green, like speckled. Yeah, we got all kinds of different ones. And then we have like four of the regular orange, like carving ones. And each of us in the family carves one. But the rest are just all across the board.
But I mean,
not serious, to mention,
what do you do with them after?
Eat them.
You throw them away.
I told you that already. We've been over this. We eat them for breakfast, lunch, dinner, pumpkin sandwiches, spaghetti squash,
pumpkins, smoothie.
Sugar pie pumpkins. Yeah, we make all sorts of things. Yeah, pumpkin pizza.
Okay.
Yeah, pumpkin short ribs. You name it, we make it. And eat them for like, it keeps us fed all the way through almost till Christmas. What, you're weird.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.